Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Heartfelt Inspiration Podcast. If this is your first time listening, hey, you know what? Welcome. Thank you so much for clicking on that button. I pray that each one of you who clicked on to listen today, that God will speak to you and He will bless you abundantly. I just really pray that in everything that we do at this podcast, that I just really pray that that people's lives are changed, that you will turn back to God if you've turned away from Him, if you don't know Him, that you will get a desire to get to know Him and build a relationship with Him. And because of that, that you will be able to walk into some of the dreams and visions that you have for your life and live a better and more successful life. I love you guys. And without further ado, let's get into the episode. Right. So let's get into it. Before I get started, I just want to send out a big thank you to everyone who has been supporting the podcast, everyone who has listened, who have rated us on Apple, who have just favorited us and subscribed and followed on Spotify. I really appreciate each and every one of you. If you have not done that yet, go ahead and do that. Help your girl out and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Just support a girl. I appreciate everyone who has been listening. It is amazing. Like I said in the last podcast, 2020 has been an interesting year for everyone, but I can look back and reflect and see how much this podcast has grown since the year 2020 started. And I am so excited for everything that God has been doing. I thank you guys for helping us to chart in different countries. It's amazing how many people out there are listening. And I just thank you guys for that. I just really appreciate each and every one of you. But I'm sorry, got on that tangent. But yeah, let's get to the episode this week. So there's been something that's been on my mind. As of recent, some of the Bible studies that I have been attending and some of the services that I have been attending with Infinity Church in Biloxi, Mississippi, some of those virtual, obviously, some of those virtual sermons and things that I have been getting lately, it's so amazing how we've operated so long in a place where we've just kind of put up with a lot of the things that have been for our life, if I could say it that way. Like we've been just kind of settling for the life that we have and settling for, some of the habits that we have. And to be honest, we don't have to. We don't have to settle for a life that's less than, God did not want us to have a life that's less than, He wanted us to prosper even as our souls prosper. Now, obviously, yes, God's purpose is, His plan is for us to prosper, with our souls to prosper first. And then, of course, for us to prosper in worldly things as well. We're not concerned about the world, but that doesn't mean that He wants us down here just straight up suffering. And I feel like a lot of times we are suffering. We're just kind of suffering through life and we don't have to. And that thing has really been on my mind a lot lately. And I had a conversation with someone and they kind of told me that they feel like I am one of the most positive people, or they don't understand how I can stay so positive and all of this stuff, And at this point now, I'm 44 years old and, a lot of my life has not always been, just me walking around excited and happy about things. There have been some things that have happened in my life that were, almost crippling to some effect. You know, sometimes, you know, I've been hurt so bad, or, you know, just things have happened in my life. And, you know, a lot of that stuff happened for a reason. And obviously, you know, but I was thinking about that. And I was thinking about how is it that in a lot of situations, I'm just able to, I'm able to regroup and, you know, get it together. And honestly, you know, I struggle just like everyone else, you know, so I'm not saying that I've got this thing all sewed up, but I do want to kind of help you guys. And I want to give you some pointers to kind of get to a place where you can actually get through stuff a little bit better. You can actually, your outlook can be a whole lot better. I know a lot of times people will tell you, you know, just hold on and, you know, time will make it better and all these things. And I just really had to sit down with myself and think about how is it that I really do handle situations where when it's tough, I can pick myself up, or I can see the positive rather than to see the negative. And, you know, I wrote down four pointers that I kind of do, and I do this kind of unknowingly at this point. You know, I've been doing this the way that I've been doing it for so long that I do it kind of on habit now to a point. You know, obviously I will say to you that if you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed, or there are some things that are bothering you, I do say, you know, prayer is the first answer as always. And if prayer is not working, reach out to those people who are saved that are around you that can pray with you and pray you through certain situations, you know. But I will give you these pointers that have kind of helped me through the years to kind of get to a place where I can handle things a whole lot better. So first point is to recognize that it's the enemy, to recognize that whatever this thing is, it has, if it's set up to take you out, or is trying to take you out, or is putting you in a place of sadness or heaviness, then a lot of times we have to recognize that that is the enemy. It's not God's plan for us to be unhappy. What parent would just love for us to be unhappy? You know, and that's the first thing that I had to realize, you know, I had to recognize in my life, you know. And this kind of all, I think this happened a few years. Well, not a few. It was a lot of years ago. When I first got stationed at Keesler Air Force Base, and I was in Biloxi, Mississippi. I was actually at the time going through a divorce, and I ended up at a church. And it was Greater Grace at the time, and now it's Infinity Church, the Apostolic Assembly. And so I ended up at this church, and I would sit in service some days, and I would be a ball of mess, you guys. I would just cry, and I would listen to the sermons, and I would just sit there and I would just cry. And at one point I asked God, you know, I just kind of was asking him, you know, and it wasn't even asking him. It was just a question of, you know, I'm a child of a king. How is it that I'm going through so much? And how is it that I'm so sad? You know, I can't be this sad. And my father owns so much. You know, my father is, and I'm speaking of our Heavenly Father, my father is who he is. Why? You know, and so I just had to really, really examine where my mind was and how was this possible. And in my thoughts, I just realized how the enemy is so busy trying to get us to a place where we're just miserable, where we feel hopeless, where we feel helpless. And that's never the case for us. We have a father who sits on high. He has everything in his hands. You know, so when you recognize that this is something that the enemy is using against me, then you begin to get to a place where you're either, you just begin to think, I'm not going to let this do me like this. I'm not going to let this thing take me out. And then you also realize that the battle is already won. It's already ours. You know, a lot of this stuff is just smoke and mirrors. You know, he can't win. The only reason why he keeps trying is because we can give up. And if we give up, then he's won. You know, that's the only way he can win is if we give him this victory, because we've already won. So when you recognize that, hey, it's not this person, it's not this situation, it's not this thing, you begin to focus more on the fact that this is a thing, this is an attack against me. This is attack from the enemy. This is the enemy. And once you realize that, and then you start understanding where your power lies, then you begin to start seeing the situation way differently than you did, right? The next step is to focus on the truth and not the lie. The truth is that we're more than conquerors. The truth is that we're sons and daughters of a king. The truth is that our father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. The truth is that he will do anything for us. He sent his son to die for us, for our sins, so that he wouldn't be separated from us. What love is that? You know, that's more love than anything, you know, and to understand how much you are loved and to understand how much you are valued. Your value is far beyond rubies. And when you understand that and you understand who you are and whose you are, you stop thinking about what is happening and what other people are saying. You know, if you have people talking about you, you don't believe what the lies that they're telling you. The truth is, I am more than a conqueror. The truth is that I overcome by the word of my testimony. The truth is that I am more than a conqueror. That's the truth. And, you know, the lie is that I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I just, you know, I'm never going to be anything. We're everything through Christ. You know, all things are possible through Christ. You know, it's just when you stop believing the lies and you start believing the truth. You know, I'm a proponent of, you know, knowing the word and knowing what the word says and what the word says about your life. You have to start getting these scriptures in your heart. You have to start getting these scriptures in your heart. And I feel like you have to get these scriptures in your heart to a place where you know them, and not so much that you know them verbatim word for word, but you know what God says about you. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. You know, you have to know these words. You have to learn the word. You have to get yourself in the word so that you can believe the truth and not the lie that the enemy is trying to tell you, that he's trying to sell you these magic beans, and they're not true. That's not the truth. It's not the truth. The truth is that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you. That is the truth. And nobody's going to send their son to die for somebody else who's not worth it. Why would he do that? You know? So the third thing is, have the things or thing on your mind that God brought you through. You need to have those things on your mind. I have so many memories of things that God has brought me through. I have so many memories, so many thoughts of things that God has saved me and delivered me from. You know, and in those moments when, after I've gone through those first two steps, I get to a place where I start thinking about all the great things that God has done for me. You know, I always start with the fact that, yeah, he sent his son to die for me. You know, I think about that. I think about when I was a little girl and I fell, and I was unconscious for hours, but God decided to bring me back. You know, I think about, you know, times where things have happened where I felt like maybe my life was over, and God came in and swooped in and made it better. You know, I think about the fact that God blessed me to be someone's mom. I think about the fact that God has blessed me to have a husband who loves me and does things for me that I mean, he will get up in the middle of the night to go get me something. And guys, I'm not pregnant, but he will do that for me if I want it. You know, God doesn't give those things to people just to give that to people. You know, there's something special about you. There's something, there's a reason why he delivered you from that thing. There's a reason why he protected you from that car accident. There's a reason why he didn't allow that thing to take you out. There's a reason why that time that someone pointed a gun at you, they didn't shoot you. They didn't kill you. There's a reason why that stuff happened, you know, and understanding the things that God has done for you and that feeling of gratitude that bubbles up in you. You can't feel grateful for something and still feel sad. Once you start feeling that gratitude bubble up in you, that thankfulness, that feeling of, Lord, I'm so grateful. Once you feel that bubbling up in you, you can't feel that heaviness anymore. Because all you can think about is how grateful I am, God, that I'm still here for this moment. God, I am so grateful that you've still given me an opportunity to do something different. You know, every day that we open our eyes, that is God blessing us to do it another day. He's given us an opportunity to do this thing another day. And that's a blessing in and of itself. You know, somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody woke up and they weren't in their right mind this morning. They couldn't remember. They couldn't remember family. They couldn't think, you know, there's somebody that happened to this morning. And here we are in our right mind, walking around, breathing, you know, not struggling to breathe. And God has blessed us to do that. You know, for every day that we get to spend with our families, for every day that we get to, you know, have a bed to lie in, for every day that we're able to walk and to have movement in our limbs, that's God blessing us. And when you focus on those things and all the gratitude that you start feeling, you can't think about all the other stuff. You can't focus on the bad anymore. You know, it just becomes a place where you just want to worship God. It's not that the situation has changed or that thing has gone away, but you know what? Your focus is off of that thing and your focus is on God. And hey, God, since you did this for me, what is it that you want me to do next? You know? And then you begin to move forward. So that was step four, that gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful. And during this time of Thanksgiving, this is the perfect time to think about how thankful we should be for all of the things that we've been blessed with. And I know a lot of times, you know, when you're in this funk of, you know, da, 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 and I just feel like God ain't done nothing for me. You know what? When that happens to you, think of those things that happened that were good. A lot of stuff that happens is to build character in us. If we always got exactly what we wanted, we would be a mess. We would be no use, no good to anybody. So, like I said, let's go over those steps again. First things first, let's recognize that it's the enemy's attack on us. Secondly, let's focus on the truth and not the lie. Let's get some of that word in us so that we know the truth about what God says about us. Thirdly, have those things or that thing on your mind that God has brought you through or has done for you. And then lastly, be grateful. Yeah. And those are the steps that I typically go through when things happen and I want to be down or I have an issue or whatever the case may be. These four steps have been something that I have been doing for I don't know how many years of my life, but yeah, and that is time. So we're going to wrap it up. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I pray that this episode blesses you. I pray that this gives you some practical steps on how to begin to live your life in a different light, just to see things different. And as always, I just ask that you would share this with your friends, people that need this message, family, friends, acquaintances, enemies, whoever. I just pray that you will share this message with them so that they can be blessed and so that they can get this encouraging word just like you. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.